I have to confess to you that I don't use social media very well. I do have a Facebook account, but I rarely say anything on it, upload any pictures, or really do much of anything with it. If you are unlucky enough to be a Facebook friend of mine, you would know that I'm a very boring Facebook friend. Facebook and other social media, however, they have a great potential. They have a great potential even for the work of evangelization. They can be a very good tool as Catholics to spread the word of God. However, as I've noticed on Facebook, since the election season and the March for Life and now these new executive orders that came out, all that I've really seen from Catholics over the last couple months are Catholics who are not very consistent in being pro-life. Many Catholics tend to align themselves too closely to political parties or candidates and find themselves at a place of not fully following Jesus. We must remember that it is essential to fight for an end to abortion. Without the right to life, all other human rights are meaningless because we exterminate life before they have a chance to enjoy any rights at all. This cannot, however, be a separate issue from care for human life after a child has been born. We as Catholics, in addition to fighting against abortion, must also fight against the death penalty, against torture, against unjust military force, and against euthanasia. And we must, as Catholics, fight for the poor, the immigrant, the refugee, welcoming them as Christ and being Christ to them. As Catholics, often we choose one side or the other. But being Catholic, being pro-life, means doing it all. We hear in the first reading today God speaking through the prophet Isaiah directly about care for the poor. He says to us, "Share your bread with the hungry. Shelter the oppressed and the homeless. Clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on them." We also know that Jesus shares with us the corporal works of mercy, which he also says to us are the measure in which we will be judged at the end of time. None of this is optional in following Christ. Fighting for the unborn and fighting for those who have been born, fighting for a just society, all of these are pro-life issues, and all of them must be held together. The pro-life movement is the salt of the earth that is needed for our nation. It is the light that must be set on a hill to be seen. Yet, when people see pro-lifers who are inconsistent, either solely looking to end abortion and not really caring about the poor and the immigrant, the refugee, or on the opposite end, caring only about those things and not caring about ending abortion, the pro-life movement loses its salty taste. The light that it has becomes very dim because nobody wants to listen to an inconsistent pro-life movement. No one is convinced by something like that. We have to be all in following Jesus. And often what that is going to mean is whatever political party we align ourselves with, when it comes to issues of human life, we're going to have to step away from our party. That means either side, conservative or liberal, because neither side has everything perfect. As Catholics, we cannot afford to stay with one party on these things, because then we are not following Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us in the gospel, we must be that salt, we must be that light. And if salt loses its taste, what worth does it have anymore? It has none. We do not follow a party or a candidate. We follow Jesus Christ. And that means being pro-life from conception to natural death and helping all human life in between. But I think sometimes we don't do this. Sometimes we stick with what we usually vote with. So if we generally vote conservative, we're very pro-life when it comes to anti-abortion. Or if we tend to vote liberal, we're very pro-life when it comes to the poor and the immigrant. And we just stick on those things because we fear ridicule. We fear the persecution that might come if, oh my goodness, I vote liberal, but I'm also going to be really hardcore pro-life when it comes to anti-abortion. Or we fear ridicule from other conservatives if we are, okay, we're good, we're pro-life with the abortion stuff, but then you know what? We're also going to support the poor, the immigrant, and the refugee. Guess what? That is the cross. That is what St. Paul tells us in today's second reading. To preach Christ crucified. That doesn't only mean saying, yes, he died for our sins, awesome. It means because he died for our sins, we have a certain way to live now, and that way to live is the cross. Jesus tells us with no uncertainty that if we follow him, if we're actually going to take up our cross and follow after him as he tells us for salvation, we're going to run into these difficulties. We're going to run into persecution. We're going to run into suffering because following Jesus necessarily means that people aren't going to like what we have to say. It necessarily means in this world, especially in the United States, we cannot be aligned simply to one political party. Follow Christ first. Let him direct you. Give thanks when political decisions are made that protect life, but also fight against political decisions that are not for life. This is our call as Christians. Now let's pick up our cross and follow after our Lord and Savior.